What is up, everybody? This is episode 23 of GWC. We are going to be going over the Super Bowl and just a couple things that happened over the week after the Super Bowl. Some interesting stuff, and we'll get right into it after I give you guys my little spiel. We're on YouTube, Defense Wins Championships, also on audio through Apple and Spotify, under Defense Wins Championships podcast. We're on Twitter, DWC 2022, and on Instagram, Defense Wins Championships. We'll do some off-season episodes for this season and then jump right into season four, same old shit, and getting some guests, doing some short-form content, all that jazz. Going to be figuring that out, so it's going to be super interesting. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, rate five stars, and all that jazz, and we'll really appreciate that near the end of season three. So let's go ahead and get into the Super Bowl. The Eagles won. Put BTA. I think it was really it was kind of like unexpected. Just because we have Patrick Mahomes on this whole pedestal. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen play football, most talented, I guess. And it just was hell. It was hell for Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball. They did their what we said, what you said, they accomplished the Chiefs. We said that the Chiefs are going to have to stop the run game and make Jalen Hurts throw. And if you lose by that, then you lose by that.
Yeah.
He had a great game. It seems like Jalen Hurts is like, in terms of, not in terms of wins, right, but in terms of having great games, he's 2-0 against Spags. Maybe lightens, because when they played before, it was a high-scoring game as well. So Jalen Hurts has been, from what we saw this season to the leap he took into the playoffs and especially the Super Bowl, it seems like he just started trusting himself and the wide receivers more. Because I remember, you know, in the beginning of the season, he's holding on to the ball too long. Which, you can do that with that line. But now he was just letting that shit rip. As soon as he saw man coverage, it was wraps.
Yeah, I think the story of the game was the front four for the defense, for the Eagles. Yeah. I mean, the Kansas City had no answer for them at all. And when you can't block four, that means they're not even blitzing at that point. They're just dropping seven guys in coverage and being like, okay, beat us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that type of thing, like nowadays in the NFL, like I don't care who you are, you're not beating seven in coverage consistently.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire game, especially under pressure. The scary part about the Eagles to me is like, I feel like their defense is fairly young. Like they're all going to be back.
Yeah.
And we already know that Howie Roseman's the best GM in football. Like, it's been known for a long time, mm-hmm. all the moves he makes and stuff. But, yeah, I think, to your point with Jalen Hurts, I think the two games he needed to throw the ball to win the game, he did. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And no one can take that away from him. Like, in the Commanders game, too, Barkley had one or two big runs, but it's not like it's not like the Rams game where like Barkley was the reason they won the game, right? Like Hurts had a good game in the Commanders game. And then this game as well, he had another good game. Like I thought he had that one bad interception, but it really mm-hmm. didn't mean anything because of how good the defense was playing for the Eagles. Like KC's offense, I feel like everything kind of caught up to them in this game. Like, I know the Eagles defense, fantastic. They're one of the best. They probably are the best roster in football. But, like, the way the Chiefs were winning games all year, their offense was never blowing teams out, and they were never really gaining separation. Or they would have to come behind mm-hmm. by, like, three and score last-second drive. And, yeah, I don't think their offense was really built to – keep up with like turnovers and stuff. So
yeah,
when they got those first few turnovers, I was like, yeah, I don't like when they went down 14, this is the first time in my entire life watching this Chiefs team when they were down by more than 14, I was like, I don't think they're built to come back. You know what I mean? But we're so used to seeing Patrick Mahomes 10-point dog in the Super yeah. Bowl, like always be like, all right, there's still a chance here. I don't know, just never. After that pick six, when they went up 17-0, it kind of just felt like the game was over there. And that's crazy to say, considering they have Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, and credit to the Eagles, it could be all them, that Pat Mahomes had his worst, I mean, probably the worst game he's ever played.
It was statistically, out of every single game that he's played, this is his second worst game. I don't know what the first one is, but this is his second.
And it's probably that Raiders game on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that Raiders game was bad.
But this, to me, this was his worst playoff game ever. I know he still ended up with 257 and three touchdowns, but that wasn't until they were down by 40 at that
time. That shit had me weak. His highlights started when they were, like, down 24.
I know. 24 and sometimes, like, sometimes that's just fucking how it is. Like, you don't start clicking until one big play happens.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And that's what kind of happened. I know the Eagles took out some of their starters and stuff. They already won the fucking game, yeah. But still. But, yeah, I mean, shout out to the Eagles. They played pretty much a flawless game. But to the Chiefs' point on defense, they did stop the run. They were good at stopping the first down.
Saquon had less than 4 yards of carry.
Yeah, like they were good at it. And that was something I didn't think they would be able to do. Yeah. It was really all – the loss was completely on the offense. The O-line not being able to block. Pat Mahomes getting frantic in the pocket. The turnovers. Like they just couldn't get anything going for the first 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, and it was – And this is what I've been preaching this whole time, what I've been preaching about situation in Texans. If you don't have good guards, it seems like good guards are kind of scarce nowadays, like great guards, because the Chiefs, they moved Tooney outside to left tackle, and he's not good against speed guys.
He got bullied. Like,
Nolan was just whooping that ass.
All playoffs, he got bullied.
Yeah. And I was like, that's what I was telling you. I was like, They're going to have to make a decision. Either keep Tooney out there or move him back in. I would have personally moved him back in because the interior with Jalen Carter and Milton Williams is just way too much. Like, you're just going to have to sacrifice just Nolan Smith going crazy. But you have Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. But like I always say, if you get someone bull rushing you in the middle, your line of sight shortens and you get way more frantic. And he hasn't been able to trust this line this whole season. So he's already playing deer in headlights.
I just want to shout out, what's the name of our podcast? Because that's the reason the Super Bowl champ won the last 2 years.
You know what it is, baby.
I remember a few years ago, it was like, defense is starting not to matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy that shit at all. Once the playoffs hit, the like average points per game for like the good teams go down by like fucking 8 points.
Yeah.
Which is significant in the NFL. And then watching that game, it's like, realistically, the Eagles didn't even have to score more than 21 and they probably win the game. Like if they kept all their starters
at
the time. So, I mean,
the offense just didn't have to fuck up. Just don't fuck up.
Yeah.
And it was crazy seeing, we've been thinking of and hyping up Trent McDuffie. He was looking like a boy out there, a little boy up against A.J. Brown. I mean, I'm not a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, what? Like one-on-one against A.J., no corner can cover him.
Yeah.
It's like –
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can really do about that. You just need to hope that, like, Hurts is off. You know what I mean? But he wasn't. So
it was crazy though. After Patrick Mahomes threw that pick six to Cooper DeJean, I still was like, maybe. I still was like,
I agree. It was never like a of course it's Pat, it's Andy Reid. Like their offense can score quick if they really need to, and we've always seen it. Like we're conditioned to seeing it. Like oh, they go down 17, they score immediately on the next possession.
And but after getting the ball back, I was like,
ugh. Yeah. But after like two or three times of getting the ball back and not doing anything with it, I was like, okay, this is different. You know what I mean?
And kudos to Zach Bond, because that was not an easy catch. That was not an easy interception. Once he got that, I was like, oh yeah, this game. I was like, this shit's over.
I was so confused by that throw, but he got hit while he threw it. So I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Once we saw the replay and him getting fucking smoked, I was like, okay. Because I was like, brother, where are you throwing?
Yeah.
There was nobody there.
Yeah, it was a total beatdown from start to finish. I don't think the Chiefs had any win probability, like, percentage at all. I think it was 100% the Eagles. So, really shit way to end the year, to be completely honest with you. Last football game we get is just one of the worst football games of the year, honestly.
And shout out the Eagles, though. Fly, Eagles, fly. Shout out Jalen Hurts. Shout out Devontae Smith. Shout out all the Bama boys over there. Literally, that, like, now Bama has the most players that have won a Super Bowl. That vault, because they have six of them over there that have just vaulted us up over USC.
My boy Chauncey got a ring, but he was,
he been, bro. He been talking,
He got his own mom's restaurant doxed, basically,
bro,
by Taylor Swift fans. Get these Taylor Swift fans the fuck out of here, bro.
He needs to. Hey, hold on, hey, Taylor Swift, we love you. We love everything about you. We do not need to be getting doxed. The
oh, that's true.
Business. Chauncey Gardner, he gonna get shot the way he be talking, man. With the dig at Travis Kelce, you should have stayed with thick shit. That was crazy.
That was
wild. I literally thought that was a joke. I was like, there's no way. I literally had to go to his IG page. I was like, oh my god, like that was real.
You know, Chauncey, like,
bro, what are we doing?
No, did you see that video of Travis Kelce's ex at the game in Eagles?
Yeah,
it was like on the field.
Yeah,
I'm willing to bet that Chauncey invited her there.
She's wild. And I was like, how the fuck do you get on the field?
Chauncey, bro, I'm telling you, the nastiest thing of all time, Chauncey probably invited her.
We're getting back to the fucking the 90s type shit, bro. In the 80s when, why can't I think of his name? Lawrence Taylor. When Lawrence Taylor was inviting prostitutes to the opponent's hotel room to try to throw him off the game. We're getting nasty, bro.
I mean, did you see Kelce in that Super Bowl? He looked uninterested. He looked frustrated. Chauncey probably invited her. DM Kelce said she gonna be on the field with me.
She was wild and blowing the confetti at the camera. I was like, ah, oh, man. So what a successful
how else would she get on the field unless she is seeing somebody on the team?
I don't know, bro. That shit was crazy. I was not expecting her to be on the field.
No, that was fucked up.
That shit was funny, though.
Kelce needs to retire, bro. It's over.
It was unfortunate. This is the only glazing of Patrick Mahomes I'll do. During that game, they got blown out, but Patrick Mahomes had the two best throws I've seen in a while. After Xavier Worthy was fucking insane. That was on a fucking rope. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, I'm kind of like I don't know who I saw say it on Twitter, but someone said they turned Patrick Mahomes into Alex Smith. Like, over the last few years, how they've dumbed down the offense, made it like a – I miss the days when that motherfucker's running around and throwing the ball 60 yards downfield. Like, and I think because the offensive game plan went to so much shit in that game, like, Pat was just like, fuck it at the end. Like, in the third and fourth quarter, he was just like, I'm throwing it to Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, Xavier, just run fast, run down.
We got to see, like, the old Texas – Tech fucking early Patrick Mahomes in the NFL where he was scrambling and just launching the ball downfield. I was like, I miss those days. I'm tired of this little dink and dunk bullshit.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, like you said, that this team is gonna take a, you know, I know you always in the hunt once you have Patrick Mahomes, but like not only did you get Riley Reed on live TV, now you have the 31st pick.
Yep.
Now you got to get in your bag.
Yeah, I do. I do want to just say, like, the Chiefs went through a lot of injuries on the offensive side, and their O-line, like, everyone, this is the weirdest thing to me, and I'm not trying to glaze the Chiefs at all, because was their O-line really that good this year?
I don't think so.
I don't know why everyone's moving
our left guard to tackle. We've said their tackles have been dog shit. Juwan Taylor got molested out there, too.
We've just been saying
he's dog shit.
Yeah, I've just seen people be like, yeah, they got all pros on their fucking O-line every year. Pat's always had good protection. Am I missing something? Because that motherfucker against Tampa got stomped out by Levante David and Shaquille Barrett. Like, I'm like, when has he ever had, like, a top 10 O-line? Like, maybe last year.
Yeah.
or 2 years ago, but like this year, their O-line, I thought, always struggled, like continuously all year.
That Buck shit, I was ready. I felt like my son was out there, bro. Like he was getting fucked up out there.
Yeah, that game was funny.
But you can't say someone's line is good if the other team got six sacks and they didn't blitz a single person. They didn't have to blitz at all.
I just think it's like overblown on how good the O-line actually was. Because every time, remember, we watch a lot of games with Chris Collinsworth when the Chiefs are playing, right? And that man glazes Joe Tooney and that fucking O-line. And he always glazes, oh, they always get a rookie. They always get a rookie that's an all-pro. He might be the best center in football. I swear to God, like their O-line is never that good.
No, I mean, Joe Tooney got fucked because he's playing left tackle and he's a guard. He has short arms, not fast. Well, yeah, he got molested out there.
What was – yeah.
And Creed Humphreys kind of had a down year too. So, and I mean, Trey Smith is good, but like – and he's probably going to be gone. He's going to free agency. They're probably not going to be able to pay him. He's going to be gone.
They don't usually pay their alignment. I let him go.
So, they're going to have to get an alignment. They're going to have to hope someone falls. Maybe get a Tyler Booker from Alabama. I don't know. And then you're going to thrust them into the spotlight. I mean, and, you know, no matter what, it's always going to be more added pressure playing for, you know, the best quarterback.
Yeah.
Making sure you have to block for him because, yeah, the Eagles had no problem. I know the Eagles are going to attempt to try to sign everybody back. I think maybe like Milton Williams is gone. But I think my top priority is keeping Zach Bond. That dude's a fucking stud.
Yeah, but luckily linebacker market's pretty shit, so they could probably keep him.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we saw what the Bears were dishing out. That shit was crazy.
Well, yeah, Tremaine Edmonds. I completely forgot. And
TJ Edwards.
Yeah, TJ Edwards. Yeah, but TJ, it's funny because Edmonds got a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
TJ got about what the market was. So I was kind of like, damn. That's fucked up. But yeah, yeah, I mean, Howie Roseman will figure it out. He moves money around. His owner spends cash at volume.
It's just like, I think, and you know, I'm not trying to downplay Howie. Howie's a great fucking GM. But like, some of these drafts, it's just like we said it. We, like, you can go back, run the tape. We said it. Once they got Jalen Carter, we were like, y'all fucked up. Everybody in front of him fucked up. This is that was the number one prospect to me. He should have went number one.
Yeah, he was like a Aaron Donald type prospect. He was a Myles Garrett at the position type prospect. There was no way he fails. The only way he fails is if he gets in trouble or goes to jail. That's it. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people now where Howie was goaded last year for the fact that he took two good corners first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of GMs probably wouldn't take that chance, but that man doubled down and said, we need to fix this position. And he hit on both of them. So,
yeah, we said Quinion was going to be really good, but I mean, even then that's still elite taking a corner from Toledo. Mm-hmm. And then I thought Cooper DeJean was going to be really good. It's just and they did really good by him. Just letting him run wild.
Yeah.
Being able to have, you know, in of itself, being able to have two white boys back there is insane.
They're going to be good for years and years.
And then getting Nolan Smith near the end, like, and you know how we feel about Nolan Smith. I was like, bro, this dude is in his bag.
Yeah. I knew it would take a little bit for him to get adjusted to the NFL because he's smaller. Yeah. But, like, in my opinion, with how good their D-line is, you can just use him in pass situations because he's a speed rusher like Micah Parsons, you know what I mean?
I mean, shit, he even filled the hole on the pulling guard for run stuffing.
Yeah.
I think with the players that they have, Vic Fangio's he's a great coordinator in of itself, and just the energy, it just magnifies your playing, how you play. You play above what your ability is. Because that everybody's locked the fuck in on that defense. But yeah, Eagles, they're gonna be nasty. I don't know, you know, it's hard to repeat, but shit, they got a really good chance of doing that shit. Now, in this game, from what you've seen, Now, would you classify Jalen Hurts as a top five quarterback?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of the top five. So, like, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. Those four are for certain. I feel like the fifth spot is up for debate.
I'd put him right at five.
You put Hurts at five?
Yeah. No bias. And I mean, I get the when he was up for MVP, his year was amazing. This is the second time they've been to the Super Bowl and he's had a phenomenal fucking game. If I ask anything of you, I ask you to be great in the Super Bowl. That's the biggest stage of them all. And I love Herbert, but what has he been doing in the playoffs? Granted, his team is hot dog shit. But he did help himself by throwing that triple backflip Sal Cow fucking interception to Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, I would say Herbert's not in the five anymore. Talent wise, you could probably say he's five, but like not play wise and like winning wise.
Yeah. It was like a toss up between Hurts and Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's still fucking.
That's the thing. Like, it's like it goes both ways though, because like Hurts can do more physically than Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Matt Stafford is clearly the better passer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think it's close. Like, really. Like, if I had to pick someone to throw the ball to win the game.
Let's be nice, bro.
It'd be Stafford.
Let's be nice.
But the thing about Hurts is he's always cool and collected. Like, he's a winner. He seems to always do everything right. And that's what
matters. He is throwing great. That pass to Devonta, that was a great fucking ball too.
Yeah, it's so tough to have these conversations when you know the rosters he's on is the best in football. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not mad about putting Hurts at five and keeping him there because he has won a Super Bowl. He's been there twice now. He had an MVP, right?
He has a Super Bowl MVP. Yeah.
A Super Bowl. No.
No, he doesn't have a regular
season. Oh, he doesn't have a regular season MVP.
No.
The year the first time they went to the Super Bowl with him, he had a pretty good year.
He had a great year. Yeah, he was up for MVP. I think that year Lamar won it, though.
Fuck, man. I mean, I'm not mad at him five. He won the Super Bowl. Stafford's right behind him, I think. And you got to look at age, too. Like, probably take Hurts over Stafford at this point, right? Because of you're getting 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, if you're restarting. Now, if you're like
– if you need Jets, to win it.
Now, if you're the Jets.
Yeah. Like, if you have everything but a QB, I would say for 1 year, you're probably picking Stafford. If you're going to build a franchise, you're picking Hurts. I feel like it's not even close. So, I'm okay with him at five. I mean, other than
Stafford. Is he in year five? He's in my five. Is he in your five?
I think I'd probably keep Stafford at five. And here's why. The only reason is because of body of work overall career. I feel like Hurts is still like so new. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he has so many years. Eventually, he probably will pass Stafford. He might win more Super Bowls than Stafford for sure. As of right now, they're both equal in Super Bowls. Stafford has the better career years, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Stafford can't run the ball. So if we're just strictly talking passing, Stafford, I think, is still the better QB than Hurts. But I'm okay with putting Hurts at five. I mean, he's done it all at this point, except won an MVP. But
especially, MVPs don't matter. This will be his, once they hire someone, this will be his fourth OC.
Yeah, so that is also crazy.
Yeah,
it's like Baker getting a new OC every
year. Yeah,
but it's like Baker was getting new OCs for a different reason at the start of his career. Jalen Hurts was getting different OCs because the coaches were so good they were getting hired elsewhere. Baker's coaches were getting fired.
Now, and then the other question that you were asking me before we started: should Travis Kelce retire?
I think that motherfucker should retire. I think obviously one of the best tight ends of all time. Gronk's still better. Don't get
me wrong. I was about to say, where does he rank in your best tight ends of all time?
Kelce's probably two.
Two.
I mean, There's a lot of good tight ends, but he's just done more, I feel like, yeah, than most. And he has the Super Bowls to back it up. So Gronk, Kelce, 1 and 2. Kelce has nothing else to prove. And he clearly doesn't take the offseason serious anymore.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like, obviously, I don't know what he's doing in the offseason, but to me, it looks like he's going to parties with Taylor Swift.
I mean, it doesn't seem like he's – what do I say about oh, my God. I forget who else that I talk shit about. I haven't seen any workout videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We definitely don't get to see any from Kelce. That's for sure. I think he's done everything you can possibly do in this sport. To me, he gave up in that Super Bowl. Like, I know you're down 20-something, but, like, he just quit.
Yeah.
And that's a bad look when your QB – there was one play that kept getting reposted where Kelce wasn't open to begin with, but – Mahomes was getting pressured. He was running around like a fucking madman trying to get the ball out still. And Kelce just stopped moving completely. I was like, bro, what are we doing? Look at your QB. He's running for his fucking life.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there, not even trying to move to get open or anything. Yeah, yeah. I think it's over. I think it's over. Go enjoy your life with Taylor Swift. Be done.
Yeah, I think if they would have won, I think he would have retired for sure.
Yeah.
Done the proposal, retired, all that jazz. But yeah, there's some plays, and I was like looking back on it, and I was like, he looks dejected. He doesn't even look. And it was still like 14-0, 17-0. Like, he just didn't look like he wanted to be there. Yeah. And not only are you holding a roster spot, but I'm paying you money. And you're in on the biggest stage of them all. You're the known security blanket. If Pat Mahomes has anything, he has Travis Kelce. And you've been performing like booty butt cheeks for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And I try to give you grace because I do the same shit with Chris Jones. If you're gonna be not mid, because Chris Jones is still all world, but if you're not going to be this insane player during the regular season, at least turn up for the playoffs. And that's what Chris Jones does. But Kelce has been a fucking non-factor for someone that we held regarded as the best tight end in NFL. He's been anything but that. I mean, I would have rather had Pat Freiermuth out there, David Njoku out there, Mark Andrews out there, fucking the backup out there.
Isaiah Likely.
Like, it was terrible. There's plays where he was getting blown up. I don't know. First of all, I don't know why we have this brother in on run plays. He's not blocking shit at all. And seeing you get out of your cut, out of your break, Lord have mercy. That shit took like 5 seconds. So this would be the perfect time. If the Chiefs can, if he can retire, Chiefs, I think they should do this regardless. If Colson Loveland falls, I'm taking him. I'm taking Colson. If round two, round three, Harold Fanning's still there, I'm taking him as well.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I think the backups are like serviceable, but I don't think they're nearly as good as the upcoming rookies. So I think he should retire. Like you said, he has nothing else to prove. This is only hurting his – I think he's going to be first ballot, but I think this is hurting his legacy because he's just turned into a meme because he looks so bad out there, bro.
Yeah, I think he's a little past due on retiring. Like, he still has one or two games where he looks all world, but, like,
yeah,
we can't be paying $20 million for one or two games.
No.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think they need to go tight end. They need to fix it fast because, yeah, I mean, it seemed like all the Chiefs' weapons got hurt this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Kelce's on his decline, whatever, but
seems like a lot of people are on a decline. I mean, I know Rashee Rice got hurt, but what has Pacheco done?
I'm not sure if Pacheco – that's a whole other conversation because I'm not sure he was ever healthy after he fractured his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went from getting 15 carries a game to getting 2 the rest of the year. And I know Kareem Hunt was decent. Like, yes, he can get into the end zone. He's a fucking bowling ball. But you can't – look me in the eyes and tell me that he's a better forward runner than Pacheco is when healthy. So something to me was off there because Pacheco pretty much lost all his reps after he fractured his foot.
I mean, we're seeing first and 10 Kareem Hunt, and I was like,
it doesn't make any sense. So it makes me think that Pacheco was hurt, or like maybe that injury was still lingering. Like, I don't know, man. That was just such a weird situation, because Kareem Hunt's, he's not an every down back anymore. I'm sorry.
No.
And he's not good enough to take Pacheco's spot. So there was something going on there.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice, I mean, was having an all-world year till he got hurt. Xavier Worthy really came on strong at the end of the year. So I don't think it's all bad for the Chiefs. Like, I really don't. They need to fix their O-line, shore up the tackles. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah.
Move Tooney back inside and then get Rashee Rice back healthy, get a tight end. I mean, they're still, like, their defense is still young and good.
Yeah.
I know that 40 points for the Eagles, but at the same time, like, how many times did the Chiefs hold the Eagles to a field goal when their back was against the wall? Like, I think their defense is still going to be good. They still have Pat Mahomes, and they still have, like, rookie – or not rookie, young weapons coming up. So, yeah, they got their ass beat, but, like, that's the NFL. You know what I mean? And they did go 15-2, so.
Yeah. Shout out the Eagles, man.
Yeah, they fucking
– fly, Eagles, fly, baby. We'll be at that parade. I think it's tomorrow. Show up to parade tomorrow.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's go to parade time. So let's go ahead and get into the next segment. The Jets have informed Aaron Rodgers that they're going to be moving on from him and trying something else at quarterback.
Real shocker right here.
This has been a successful hate watch. Even though he's projected to go to the Steelers. I don't need that. If he goes to the Steelers, I will be switching teams because we are not serious. I know they told Aaron Rodgers, like, yo, if you're going to play for the Jets, like, you can't be on the Pat McAfee show. And I don't know if that was the final straw for him. But
That's what Aaron Glenn said?
That's what they told him. If you want to come back, you cannot be on that show. And I'm all with it. I knew this was gonna happen with Aaron Glenn coming in. He probably wanted to set his own culture and stuff, and let's be fucking serious. Like, the Jets have been a laughing stock for so long, and it's time to just be like, yo, let's go back to the old Jets and just start new. And that is a huge weight lifted. And I also heard that Garrett was like, yo, like Garrett Wilson, he was like, if he's back, like,
I'm out.
So it was a disaster. They need to own up to it. We called that shit. And yeah, I think this should just be it for him, bro. I don't see it getting a resurgence. Like you said, there's nothing left to prove. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, again, I feel like these people just are extending their careers when they don't need to. I get Kelce for the fact that, like, he's on a team that can win the Super Bowl. So, like, staying around, maybe getting one more, it is what it is. Rodgers isn't even close to a position of, I'm going to make the Super Bowl. He's not Tom Brady. I don't know who needs to hear this, but Tom Brady elevates his team.
That's who I was talking about. We have not seen any workout videos from Aaron Rodgers. We have
like
not
Tom
seen
Brady.
Any. Have not seen any.
But yeah, like when Tom Brady left the Patriots, a lot of people thought he was shot. His arm was shot. Whatever. Whatever you want to think about him, because they lost that game to the Titans.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking think that. I also know where his motivation comes from. And we know he's the most motivated football player of all time, probably.
Yeah.
So when he says he's going to go to another team and they're going to compete for a Super Bowl, I fucking believed it. You know what I mean? And sure as shit, they won a Super Bowl. So, or they were at least in the NFC Championship every fucking year.
Yeah.
But with Rodgers, I don't get the same motivation I get from Tom Brady. I don't get the same care level. I don't get the same preparation. I just don't think he gives a fuck. I think he wants a paycheck. He wants to – why doesn't he just become like a GM? It sounds like he wants control. Pick the players. I know what's best. You don't know shit.
I don't want that brother anywhere near my organization.
I don't want him on the Browns either. So I don't know what they plan on doing or he plans on doing, but I agree. I think he should retire.
He should just go be a host on like InfoWars or something, bro. Like, I am so tired of these players having podcasts, bro. especially like, I get it. You can have like, I get people have hobbies and whatnot. If this is your hobby, do it. If you're producing, but if you're not producing and I keep seeing your dumbass face on the Pat McAfee show, instead of working out, outside of Devontae, you had no little connection with any of the other players. It was a shit show. Nathaniel Hackett was on the team. Like, what are we doing? So I'm glad Aaron Glenn did this. Kick his ass out of there. Not coming back. Go somewhere else, bro. You're not our problem. And at this point, he's just like – and he's, like I said, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. The way he throws the ball when in his prime was insane. Some of the best throwing I've ever seen in my life. But at this point, he's just a cancer to a team. And I don't please, I'm telling you, bro, I will tear down half of this flag if this brother is on my team. I can't handle that. I'm glad. I hope he retires. You're going to be a Hall of Famer. There's nothing else for you to prove. If you want to get a paycheck, go be a podcaster, bro. And make good money.
He could just join the Pat McAfee show 100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he would let him.
Yeah.
Side note, I don't watch that shit, but...
No, neither do I.
It's like 5 hours of just bullshitting the entire
time. I just
time.
Keep seeing it on fucking Twitter, his dumbass face on there, and I'm like, and the Jets had only been winning on Thursdays. I was like, what the fuck are we watching, bro? Yeah, fuck it. Fuck him, too. But next segment, we got Burrow pleading to pay their best players. He's been doing this on multiple platforms, and it is getting desperate, man. You are looking bad, man. You are looking bad. How many platforms do we need to go on, bro?
It's really
if you want to get your point across, you need to start threatening.
Yeah.
You need to start being like, yo, I will be out of here if we don't get our people.
I understand where Burrow's coming from. He's putting public pressure on the front office.
Mm.
To me, it's not embarrassing for Burrow to do that. It's embarrassing to the front office. And it's even more embarrassing to me that a lot of people just don't understand how this shit works, because Burrow is literally explaining, obviously the Browns have taken the same approach as the Eagles in the cap situation, and like our owner's willing to spend cash. So I know a lot about the cap. Burrow's saying, look at the Eagles, look at the Lions, look at the Browns. You know what I mean? Look how they have like 6, 7, 8 guys with $10 million yearly salaries.
Yeah.
Like, how come we can't do that? Like, we need to look at the Eagles and we need to do the same thing. I'll tell you why. It's because your owner is cash poor. That is why you can't fucking do it. And until Mike Brown decides that he gives a fuck about your team, you ain't signing all four of those guys. And I'm sorry, outright I'm sorry. Because if you do sign those four guys, you're going to have a rookie in every other position.
I thought that was good.
Well, yeah. They look what happened. They tried doing it last year with how many rookies they kept on the roster, and it didn't turn out well for the defense. So, you're right. Burrow, to me, needs to stop putting public pressure on it, because who gives a fuck? Like, Mike Brown is going to listen to a bunch of us.
They already said, yeah, come on, y'all. We can't pay everybody top dollar.
Which I know, I think it's Mike Tobin, right? Is that the GM for the Bengals? Like, I know he's just a mouthpiece because he's a GM in the NFL. He knows. He knows you can't pay players.
We would hope to think you're not this stupid.
Yeah. To me, I see through it. Obviously, Bengals fans are probably, pissed at him because he said that bullshit, which makes no sense. But at the same time, he's a mouthpiece for who hired him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's his boss? That would be Mike Brown. And Mike Brown's probably telling him, I ain't fucking giving you that much cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, to your point, I think Burrow is going about it. I mean, whatever. You can slander your own team publicly. It is what it is. That's fine. But, Mike Brown's never going to listen to the public. Are they really going to boycott games and not go to him while Joe Burrow's the QB? Probably not. So, to me,
even when they didn't have a whole audience, remember when it was barren over there? He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He did not care.
No, he didn't care. I'm with you, though. Like, I think Burrow's, like, what he really needs to do is say, if you don't sign these guys back or figure out a way to sign at least two of the three,
yeah,
I will be gone after next year. Like, I am opting out. I need a trade. Get me the fuck out of here. That's the only way to fix this. And if Mike Brown sits there as an owner and says, okay, then let Joe Burrow go, that's how you know you'll never win in the NFL with the Bengals.
Yeah. He needs to, because, you know, a lot, especially like the big TV networks that he's doing that shit on, they're like, you know, he knows what questions they're going to ask him. I would throw in, like, yo, ask me, do I see myself with the Bengals long term? And then I'll be like, you know, the organization, you know, just, you know, the nice word around of like, I don't know. Put some pressure on the organization. Yeah. They are way too, you have, well, obviously he doesn't know because, you know, I don't think he was a fucking Bengals fan. But like, you and I know, Bengals fans know, like, they are complacent with being mid, bro. I promise you, they do not care. And this, like, if you, I don't know why he's adding Mike Gesicki. Like, that's not even on my radar. But like, just get the fact that he should know, though, the fact that they have yet to give Ja'Marr Chase a contract should say everything.
They should have got that done way earlier.
Dude, it's different. It's not like Ja'Marr Chase is like a top 15 wide receiver. But maybe you could be like, oh, like a Brandon Ayuk. Go ahead and test the market, see what you got. See what you can get, bro. And then you come back to us like, oh, my bad, bro. Ja'Marr Chase is a top three wide receiver. He played like it this year. I know I had him at six for trolling, but he played like a top. triple crown winner.
He's going to be the highest paid receiver in football, whether it's the Bengals or somebody else. So you better fucking get it together.
If it's somebody else, I'll cry, bro. That should be funny as fuck. If that'd be funny as fuck if they got everybody that they wanted except for Ja'Marr Chase. That would just be the Bengals.
I don't know how the fuck, like, I think we talked about it on the last episode, but like, if you don't pay Hendrickson, what do you have on that defense? He single-handedly kept games close.
Me and you.
The Bengals.
Me, you, and Miles Murphy.
Yeah, me and you are the D tackles because they couldn't stop the run to save their lives.
They got rid of – they didn't pay DJ Reader.
Crazy. And DJ Reader's market value wasn't even that much. I think the Lions paid, like, what, 10?
Yeah.
Insane. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. They're acting like they're, like, the Eagles and they can just draft really well.
Yeah, but the Eagles, the funny thing about everyone, like, oh, we should replicate the Eagles. Like, the Eagles don't just draft well. They also spend a lot of money to pay and retain players or go out in free agency. We just saw the Eagles do something unprecedented last year. No one spends the type of money they spent in free agency for a running back. And look what that did for them. You'll never see the Bengals spend $12 million on a running back. I guarantee it.
And it's like they have the worst. Like, you could be like the Steelers, like, we're broke as fuck, but we're just running our players into the ground. You know, Cam Hayward's about to be on year 20 playing, and he's still going to be a fucking dominating dude. Like, they don't have anybody. Jermaine Pratt just requested a trade. Like, they don't have any. There's no, like, 10-year really good guy on their defense because – Trey Hendrickson came over from the Saints. They got Mike Hilton from the Steelers. Like, there hasn't been, like, a homegrown Bengals. And don't fucking tell me Sam Hubbard. That dude's a fucking bum. There's no, like, homegrown guy. Like, you have to always get someone from free agency because they can't draft for shits.
Yeah, they've struggled on the defensive side. Jesse Bates was their – it all stems from that. They let
We got Von Bell back.
Yeah, they let Jesse Bates walk in free agency. Then they let DJ Reader walk. Are they going to let Hendrickson walk? Like, please, let's be honest.
Please. Because I don't know. I don't even know who they're going to draft.
I don't know either, but.
Because you could go defense, but at the same time, bro, you need linemen. You if you let T. Higgins walk, you need a wide receiver. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
I find it embarrassing for the franchise that they're Hall of Fame QB needs to plead on First Take to keep their guys.
He's looking like a slut out there, bro. He's just asking, and he knows the organization is like, yo, that's cute. I don't give a fuck. We need to start putting these owners on the guillotine, bro. They're just sliding by, letting GMs after coaches get fired when it's really them.
Yeah. It's a bad look. It's a bad look for the franchise. Like, I understand what Burrow's doing, but, like, man, if I'm the owner and I see my Hall of Fame QB out there pleading, you might as well just sell the team.
They need to.
When's the last time you can think of this happening? When have you seen a QB of his stature need to go on a show and say they're not? He's basically, if anyone hasn't caught the drift yet, he's basically saying they're not supporting me. They're not keeping guys that should be here long term. They're not giving me the best chance to win publicly to everyone.
He even said he'll take a pay cut, bro. Like,
why should he have to take a pay cut?
Hey, remember when Bengals fans thought he'd be taking team friendly deals?
He shouldn't. Listen,
I don't. I wouldn't.
I get it. Tom Brady's a one of a kind. He took a bunch of pay cuts, signing bonus pay cuts, and shit like that. You don't need to do that in the NFL anymore. The cap has gone up so much more. Like, you just need a GM and an owner that are willing to spend cash and figure out the cap later. Like, that's all you need. Mm-hmm. And you can succeed in this league. The Bengals, they might be in eternal hell. Like, if something doesn't change soon or Mike Brown doesn't die, they're fucked.
Yeah. I know they had that 1 year when it was looking good, when his daughter was taking over, and then he was like, I think I'll have that back.
I think, and it's funny to say, it could be a little dramatic. I'm not even a Bengals fan, so it, like, this
offseason, I hope this continues.
Well, yeah.
I hope.
I do too, but this could be the single most important offseason ever for the Bengals franchise.
Oh, Bengals 100%. This is the most important.
Like, what they do with the three big names, Higgins, Hendrickson, and Jamar, will decide what happens with Burrow, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Burrow, like, is content with the way things have gone. Like, I really don't. Like, I know Burrow wants to stay as
Cincinnati. He's not an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot at all. And I know he wants to stay there. It's the team that drafted him. They gave him a huge contract extension. He wants to be there. Listen to him, Mike Brown. He wants to be there. But you are tying his hands at this point. So, yeah, it was a plead for help. It was a public shaming on the franchise. I mean, it interesting stuff. Real interesting stuff.
I mean, it could lead up to one of the biggest trades ever.
Or it could. No one wants to hear that, but, like, Burrow leaving could be a possibility if they don't get it fixed.
That should be crazy, bro.
And whoever, point,
like,
and
if you're a Bengals fan and they traded Burrow, would you be a fan? Like,
no, absolutely not. And you know what's crazy about it is 28 teams will be calling about Joe Burrow, and they will probably give up 5 first round picks for that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
It'll probably be the biggest trade in NFL history if he does decide to leave.
Yeah, it'll be like we'll see it on random, like how we saw Luka getting traded.
Yeah, it'll be what the fuck? Under the radar like crazy.
It'll be what the fuck. And then our last headline, just quick one: Kellen Moore hired by the Saints. I don't know how this is going to go. This is his second time, right, being a head coach. Mm-hmm. This is his first time?
I don't think he's been a head coach before.
Oh.
He was the OC for the Cowboys for a while. Then the
OC for the Cowboys. Yeah. First time. I don't know how this is going to go because I don't think Kellen Moore is that great of an OC. I think he just is good enough in the team, the Eagles, that he was on. Personally, me, like, I get it. Like, head coach, like, that pay, it's going to be nasty. But, like, if I'm Kellen Moore, bro, I just, you know, keep winning Super Bowls with the Eagles, man, for a little bit, at least, until I get a better offer.
And he's still young. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
and the fucking Saints, like, what is he going to do with the Saints? The Saints are, we already saw it, they're minus $53 million, bro.
It kind of feels not desperation on Moore's part, but more like desperation on the Saints' part, because I feel like the Saints missed out on every key candidate early, and they kind of just – I know how the narrative's going to go. They're like, oh, we were waiting for him the whole time. You know what I mean? We were waiting for him to – the Eagles to lose. We were going to interview him. He was going to be our coach. I doubt that's how it went.
Yeah.
And he just did so well in the playoffs, they're like, fuck it, we're just going to sign him immediately. I mean, the news broke before the Super Bowl even happened.
Yeah.
They said they were going to sign him as the fucking coach. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I think a lot of candidates chose to disregard the Saints in general because of the situation they're in.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a Saints. They're kind of – I don't know what they're going to do. Like, did they just start over?
You have to. You have to start over.
You
have to
get Derek Carr.
No, like really, and they're not a team that spends cash consistently. Mm-hmm. So they are legitimately in the red with cap situation and like cap money. They have to offload their vets. Like Cam Jordan, get him off your roster right now.
How many years have I been saying that?
I know he's been a lifelong fucking Saint, like DeMario Davis, all of them. Like, you need to get these old
vets. They started. We're off to a good start with the Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah. Like, you have to start getting rid of those old contracts because, like, you need to blow it up, make your team one of the youngest teams in football that you can afford, live on it for 2 to 3 years, and go from there. Like, that's the only way to get out of this situation. Yeah. So, I'm not really sure what coach could take it over and be successful. So Kellen Moore is going to have a tough time on the Saints.
Yeah, it's going to be rough because, like you said, with the Cam Jordan, I've been saying get rid of Cam Jordan. They literally had Trey Hendrickson on their team, and they were like, nah, we're going to keep Cam Jordan. I don't know why. They're banking off of Marcus Davenport, didn't work out. DeMario Davis is 80 years old. I keep seeing him with that running like a 5'7" with that arm sleeve on. You did good with Marshawn. Tyrann Mathieu's got to go. Like, a hot take. I'd get rid of fucking Alvin Kamara, too.
I mean, everyone. I'm telling you, everyone needs to go. I'm not even joking. Like, it's the worst cap situation in the NFL. It's been that way for 2 to 3 years. They tried to extend it as long as they could to win, and it just hasn't happened. Even in
Are you keeping any old head?
No, you got to get rid of them all. I think you really – like, I'm not even joking.
God.
I don't all know. Of
them? Ryan Ramczyk, gone. DeMario Davis, gone.
I don't even know who the GM is now, but they literally have to blow it up. And you know how blow it up is used a lot in the NFL.
Yeah. Right?
Blow it up, start over. Most teams don't actually nuke it. Like, they need to nuke it. They need to see who they can cut without taking a huge cap loss. They need to fucking flesh out the contracts, every single one of them. They need to look at every one, go through each fucking thing, post June 1st, pre-June 1st cuts. Like, they need to start making them now.
We're about to have fourth round draft picks starting.
I'm dead ass. They need to act like they're a fucking CFL team coming to the NFL for the first time.
And then all you got to do, this is the perfect time, like you said, to gut everything, because not only this, the next year, the year after that, there are going to be great QBs. You can get Arch. You can get DJ Lagway the following year. Yeah. Like, they're going to be there.
There's some talent coming up. They need to blow it up. Just be bad. Like, this is the thing. No one likes to be bad for multiple years. But, like, the Saints have tried to, like, they've been teetering. They've been living on the edge with these older guys and being like, oh, we've had success with these guys. Derek Carr's been to the playoffs. Yeah. Like, maybe we can still get there. Hasn't worked out, even in the worst division in football. It's time. Like, it's time to move on. And you know what's funny? Is in that division, with all young guys, they still might be able to win that division.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why they're so stressed about keeping these guys around when just rebuild. Like, just rebuild, start over.
That's insane, because remember that 2-0 start they had? And
yeah.
It was nuts. And now it's this, like, the murder rate's back up. Derek Carr killed Chris Olave. Like, it's time to blow it up. It's time to get rid of everybody. I'm with you as well. I just want to see it just so it'd be hilarious. Like, if they really blew it up. Like, if I was the GM, I would dead ass nuke that shit.
And
it has to be gone.
Yeah, and I feel like you could easily pick up a lot of draft capital with some of the players they have on that team. So, yeah. Like, you could really do a strong rebuild with some of the people they have. They just need to clear up the cap, like, restart.
Yeah, every year you're in the negative, bro, and you have nothing to show for it. It's insane. Yep. Yeah, fuck. I don't know what else. Yeah, guys, that was our episode 23. This is the end of the regular and postseason. We're going to get into some off-season work. We're going to figure out what we'll do, and we'll let you guys know. I know we're going to do our annual mock draft, and we'll pump out some more episodes this year as opposed to last year. We kind of went on a little hiatus, but this year we'll be on our shit, get some off-season, talk about off-season trades, off-season moves for certain teams and how that will shape out. But make sure you guys listen to us on YouTube, Defense Wins Championships Podcast, same name for the Apple and Spotify for the audio listeners. This will be posted out today on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, rate 5 stars, all that jazz. And we'll be here for the rest, for the, you know, the total end of season 3, going into season 4 after the NFL draft in April, the end of April. So, like always, guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for everything that you guys do for us. We really appreciate it. We're going to work on getting bigger, TikTok, short form content, all that. I'm going to get into my bag, get some editing skills down. So hopefully, you know, I can make some graphics and stuff, make it all pretty, and we can continue to grow. But as always, thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. And we are out. Peace.